GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
State Representative Will Toole, the Republican of East Machias, is keeping an eye on a bunch of bills for us as they make their way through committees in Augusta. And gee, he's back on line three for some Q&A on our humble program.
Yeah, hi, Will. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you all?
Well, nobody has attacked us yet, but the day is young.
It's only...
The day is young.
There's not 8 o'clock yet, so we're okay.
Still time. We asked our listeners today our Central Maine Denture Center question of the day. Should Maine communities be able to lower the municipal voting age to 16? It's a complicated question. It's a simple premise, and you're keeping an eye on a bill. Is this Margaret O'Neill's bill?
Actually, no. There are a couple of bills. This bill is Victoria Morales's bill. It essentially would have allowed towns to lower the voting age for municipal elections and voting, like town budgets and things like that, to 16. And yeah, we heard the bill a couple of weeks ago, and we voted on it last week in committee. As of Wednesday, and I know 5 days anything can happen, but as of Wednesday, it was voted ought not to pass. So at that point, a majority of those who had voted had rejected the idea.
Can we jump in with the distinction between what we talked about this morning, and that is Representative O'Neill's bill that would just go 18 to 16. This one would allow municipalities to decide.
Yeah.
And you talk about patchwork.
Yeah, that's one of the problems with it. And the proponents would argue that these kids, and they're underage, they're kids, should have a say on their own school budget. I mean, everything's being done for them. It's their community, too. They're more, we want to get them engaged in the community. And all of those are reasons for doing this. But none of them are actually legal voters in the state of Maine at this point in time. And the problem comes, if you do that, then the clerks are going to have to make extra sure that they're not getting ballots for things like the president or state legislature. There's just a lot of room for error there. And that was one of the points that came up when we debated it in committee last week.
Yeah, they can register at 16, but they can't vote till they're 18, right?
I believe you can register when you're 17, and provided you're going to be turning 18 within the next year. I'm not 100% on that, but I believe that is the case.
Just because a committee says ought not to pass doesn't mean the legislature is going to go along with it.
And it is either which way. It's a one vote spread, so it could go either way. So it's really important that if people have concerns about letting 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds vote in their community, that they reach out to legislators. The other part of that is if you let towns lower it to 16, what's to stop them from lowering it to 14 or 12? I honestly can't see it going lower than that, but I never could see it going to 16 either, so...
I got a couple of grandchildren that often opt. Does it require a Maine constitutional amendment?
Well, this particular bill doesn't, or probably doesn't. There is a bill, and I think that's where you're getting Margaret O'Neill's bill from. Mm-hmm. Hers actually is a constitutional amendment, and it would, I believe, hers would apply to more than just the local elections. Hers, I think, would apply to everything.
See, here's a text message to us, and this goes back to some of the discussions we had with listeners this morning. This person writes to us, face it, most of it didn't know if we were on foot or on horseback when we was 16 years old.
I knew where I was. Thank goodness.
Yeah, but you didn't know how you got there. Or, more importantly, how you were going to get home safely.
Here's one that'll fire up the phones this morning. What's up with LD 805?
LD 805, which was the bill to basically let towns set up gun-free zones on election day at their town offices, that actually was voted ought not to pass in committee. A majority of the committee voted against it. with at least 7 votes, possibly 8. So I think that faces an uphill battle, but, you know, we got to, folks, again, need to make sure to reach out to all of their, to their legislators in their communities to see this bill stays in the ought not to pass category, because it's a constant battle to with this one every year.
And again, that one would have been patchwork too, would it not? Some municipalities could say yes to it, some could say leave it alone.
Right. And but even beyond that, the minority report on the bill would have changed it so it would have been based on polling time. And every town already has their own different polling times. So you would have had a patchwork of gun laws and a patchwork of polling times. So it could be illegal at 8 o'clock in one town, and the next town over not be illegal until 10 o'clock on election day. So it's even more confusing and even more of a mess if the minority report actually was to pass.
Well, let me ask you a question, which I'm not up to date on it. Maine is one of the states with open carry, where firearm owners can have a gun in plain view. We vote in a number of places. We do it in town halls, city halls, community centers, but we also do it in schools.
Right.
And the federal law says no guns in schools, right?
Right.
So would the bill, would that cause even more confusion?
It could well, and I mean, that's something that towns can consider currently, you know, if to move your polling place to a school if you're that concerned. And I honestly, we haven't even really had any evidence presented of gun violence at the polls in Maine. And keep in mind that polling in Maine is done during hunting season. And if there were ever going to be an indication of violence, it would be, you would think that would be when it would happen. But there hasn't been any violence. There hasn't been any quantification of it. There's folks who were asked repeatedly to say, where was it? And no evidence has been presented.
See, that's the tale of two text messages to us that just come in with our conversation here with State Representative Will Toole, the Republican of East Machias. Someone says, shall not be infringed, and they put it in the GHRT air quotes. Thank you for that. The other one says, where's the problem that creates the need for this bill?
Well, there isn't one. I mean, there are some who are afraid for a variety of reasons, given the political climate in the country today. But fear and fact are two different things, and there really isn't any fact to support the notion that Maine voters are being intimidated at the polls by people wielding guns.
Yeah, here's this person that wrote to us. I vote in Glenburn this year, and they had voting at the school. Yes, that's true. And I still wore my gun concealed.
And it is in rural areas. I mean, enforcement is another issue. I mean, who is actually going to be, is somebody going to be standing there watching this? And do the police have better things to do? So, absolutely. You know, it's very limited, so.
Is there an ATV law that we should be watching?
Yeah, you saw that text. A guy, a state representative from China, that says some of the bigger ATVs are chewing up the trails.
Yeah.
The side-by-sides, I guess.
Yes, that's actually an IF&W. I'm not as up on that one yet. Mm-hmm. I do know they're going to be talking about that in Inland Fisheries and Wildlife later this week and next week about proper weight limits and size limits and restrictions and things like that. I've heard some about it, but I really need to do a lot more research on it before I can speak intelligently about it.
Yep. Speaking unintelligently about, that's our job, not yours. Don't you try to take away what we do for a living here on the radio. Will, you did want to talk about, and I guess it's coming up. This is good because he tells us not what's happened. He tells us what's going on. There's a difference. The emergency powers bills are coming up. Executive, governor, whoever she or he might be in the future, something that has to do with limiting or just how much power they have during an emergency.
Right. So the short version is there's roughly 14 of these bills. The common theme amongst them is that it would be restricting the governor's ability to declare a state of emergency and during the emergency, what can actually be done. Those 14 bills are coming up for votes today in state and local government, and I expect it's going to be a long day, especially if there's no bipartisan support for passing one of them. I think we're going to probably wind up going through every single one and pulling it apart and looking at every aspect of every one of them and moving forward. So it could be a very long, grueling, contentious day.
I have a bill I want you to put in for me.
Okay, well, dare I even ask?
You're going to have to move to East Machias, George, to be a representative.
Yeah, we only put in bills every 5 years.
That may not be such a bad thing in a way. The problem is, well, not even really a problem, but the thing with the legislature is anyone can put any bill in.
I know.
Anyone can put it in during the window of putting stuff in, so, and you get everything.
Someone wants us to ask you about the Stand Your Ground laws in our state, which I don't know if that's Castle Doctrine or whatever the term is, but is there something up with that in Augusta?
There is a bill on that topic coming up, I believe, I want to say it's either today or it's Friday. Criminal Justice has a bunch of, Criminal Justice and Public Safety has a bunch of public hearings. That's one of them. And so that's going to be getting a public hearing. They're also dealing with no-knock warrants, bills around that. I believe those are today. And then Friday, they're dealing with Representative Ann Perry's bill to legalize possession of heroin and cocaine and other substances like that.
Oh, we got a minute to talk about that. Hang on. This is the, we saw your post on this. Sing along with me, the alphabet, W, X, Y, and Z. Schedule W, X, Y, and Z. And we talked about it on the radio, too, as a question of the day not too long ago, George. Do listeners, we asked listeners, should Maine decriminalize W, X, Y, and Z drugs? Yeah. And this is coming up Friday?
That, yes, and to be clear, it's possession. It's defined as possession of those drugs. And that public hearing is Friday at 10 in Criminal Justice and Public Safety. So, yeah, it's a big week. Everything's coming up to a head. And right in the middle of it, we have session day on Wednesday. So who knows what's going to come up on the session.
I can't ask this. Say someone's tooling down the street in their Mazda Miata, and then they're pulled over, and they just happen to be carrying in the trunk 500 kilos of something, cocaine or methamphetamine or a whole bunch of packs of smack, as Starsky and Hutch used to call it. Is that possession or is that trafficking?
I think that's trafficking. I think under the law that would be considered trafficking. But the problem is the smaller amounts. I mean, if somebody's paying you to deliver drugs and they want to get away with it, they'll put them in really, really small packages to get around the actual trafficking laws. And, yeah, there's a lot of unknowns there, but possession opens up the door to legalization, and right now that's not a road I think we ought to be going down. As much as I get the need for helping those who are going through substance abuse and getting them treatment and help that they need, decriminalizing drugs like heroin and cocaine really isn't the answer.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.